Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Doby reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Boudreaux moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux scores. Robinson moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesce moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Indians 3, Red Sox, 3. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tucker hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Gettle moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to home to get Mitchell. Gettle moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Gettle scores. Tucker moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Spence moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is called out on strikes. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDermott. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon bunts towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Keltner scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 9-4, Indians. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesce strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to second to double up Moses. The throw to first to get Tebbets, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Staub's now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kleiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staub's fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Doby moves to third. It's 10-4, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Boudreau scores. It's 12-4, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesce hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Doby. Pesce reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesce scores. It's 12-6, Indians. Steve Gromek now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 12-7, Indians. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Moses strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.